zero hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Kim Weisskopf's audio glimpse of mayhem on the midway. The price of admission. Starring Mel Torme. In a Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the makers of General Motors Parts, by the State Farm Insurance Company, by Dial Soap, and by the makers of Contact on Mutual Radio.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
To your love.
But give your allergy to Contact.
Allergy is our business, too. We know pollen. And we know that any of the 12,000 quarts of air you breathe each day may contain enough pollen to make your eyes itch, make you sneeze, and drip. We also know an ingredient that helps block pollen's bad effects. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists. It's an ingredient in Contact.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
To your love.
The tiny time pills in one Contact keep this antihistamine working up to 12 full hours. All day, all night.
Give your allergy to Contact.
Take Contact only when needed, only as directed.
Today, the story of a search, and as so often happens when one goes looking for something, you find something else. Feature writer Kirby West is about to find the unexpected. For Kirby West, the price of admission is much more than he bargained for. Picture this. Hot mid-morning in Palm Springs, California. Behind drawn shades, a darkened motel room.
Hello.
Kirby, it's Lou. Sorry if I woke you, but we've got a problem.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, come on, Lou. It's 9 a.m. I'm on my vacation, remember?
I wouldn't have called unless it was an emergency. We need that carnival story for next week's issue.
I thought you sent the kid to cover it.
I did. That's the problem. Evans has disappeared. Nobody's heard from him since Tuesday. My editor's sense tells me he's in trouble.
Maybe he's stuck on the Ferris wheel, huh?
Look, Kirby, why don't you take a leisurely trip to Indio and see if you can find him? Now, it's not far from Palm Springs. Get back to me as soon as you have something. Oh, and Kirby, don't you disappear.
Not a chance, Lou. Goodbye. All right, come on, honey Ann. Rise and shine.
Oh, close the shades. It's too early to get up. Let's spend the whole day in bed.
How about if we take in the carnival and spend the whole night in bed?
The carnival?
Yeah, you know, the merry-go-round, cotton candy, that whole...
What are you talking about?
But just get dressed. I'll explain on the way.
Oh, riders. Look at all the people.
Step right this way, folks. 3 rings for a quarter. Win a teddy for the little lady, mister.
No, thanks, sir.
Kirby West.
Barney. Barney, what are you doing here?
Working for a living. What's it look like? Hey, is this the wife?
Yeah.
No.
Same old Kirby.
Barney Best, meet Honey Ann Flowers.
Yeah, pleased to meet you.
How do you do, Mr. Best?
Mr. Best? Say, Kirby, she's got class. You got class.
Hey, Barney, hey, maybe you can help me out, eh? Looking for a friend of mine. Maybe you've seen him around. A kid about 25, tall, brown hair, got a skin condition.
That's asking a lot. Take a look around. Every kid in the place fits that description.
Well, he always wears a bow tie. Thinks it makes him look older.
Yeah. I seen him yesterday.
Huh?
No, day before. He played the rings, as a matter of fact. Asked a lot of questions. Did you say he was a friend of yours?
What kind of questions?
Hey, Kirby, it's me, Barney.
That's why I'm asking.
You're not a cop, are you?
Kirby's a writer for Byline Magazine.
No kidding.
But it won't be for long if I don't find this Kid Evans.
Yeah, well, look, your friend wanted to know about the setup. I mean, you know, how it works. We blow into town for a few days, people lose a few bucks, have a good time, go home and forget about it, right? No big swindle.
What else?
Nothing. Ah, you give me this card. Told me to get in touch if I had anything else to tell him.
Oh, did you?
No.
Seven Palms Motel, Cabin 6. Can I keep this?
Go ahead. I got no use for it.
Oh, look, you mind if I just ask you one more question?
Hey, buddy, this is the place. Yeah, right here. Had five winners this morning already. Yeah, you chump.
Barney, who runs this show?
Will you leave if I tell you? Oh,
just send me on my way.
Guy by the name of Rowan owns the outfit.
But what?
Yeah, throw these rings, will you? I never seen Rowan. He keeps out of it. Fred and Pinky do the hiring and firing.
Pinky?
Oh, look, where can I find him?
Over by the funhouse ride. They got all the concessions around here.
Thanks, Barney.
Hey, honey, your friend Barney, he seemed a little nervous.
Didn't he?
Come here, mister. I see you're a winner already. This game's a cinch.
All right, I'll go one time, Pinky.
What? You talking to me? I'm Fred. Too bad, mister. Try again?
Sure.
Oh, Kirby, you won!
Pick a prize, anything on the bottom row.
Oh, get the Cupid doll. I've always wanted one.
One Cupid for Missy.
No, wait. Do you have anything in a bow tie?
What are you, a wise guy?
All right, never mind. We'll take the Cupid, thanks. Let's go, honey, Ann.
Well, where are we going?
We're going to see about getting a room.
Pinky. Hey, Pinky, come over here.
What's the take so far?
Never mind that. There's a guy been snooping around.
What guy?
That one. The one with the blonde. See him?
Yeah.
Ask me if we gave away bow ties.
Yeah?
Gotta take care of it right away.
Aren't you glad?
Glad is what happens when you use Dial soap.
Aren't you glad?
It starts right out with a clean, fresh scent that's like nothing else.
Aren't you glad?
To get you going, clean and fresh.
Aren't you glad? 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 Just to be. Aren't you glad?
Dial washes away the cause of odor on your skin. You just can't buy a better deodorant soap than Dial. And that's saying something.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau. You know, there's no such thing as instant shade from a tree you buy through the mail. It takes a large truck and a crane to move a tree big enough to provide immediate shade. But that doesn't mean that mail order trees are bad. In fact, if you're planning for the future and have a few years to wait, buying young trees through the mail may be a good idea. But before you buy, compare the tree offered in an ad with one you could buy locally. Find out just how big the tree actually is and how fast it will really grow and if it will thrive in your soil and climate. Compare the cost of ordering through the mail with buying locally. And remember, your best assurance of satisfaction, whether you buy shade trees by mail or locally, is to deal with companies who have established reputations for satisfactory dealings. As always, buy what you want, but know what you're buying. Don't look for shade under a tree that's shorter than you are. A consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Well, he's not here.
I didn't expect he would be.
are you doing?
Evans was here, I'm certain of that.
Well, how do you know?
For two reasons, Barney's card and that greasy desk clerk. A page was torn out of the register. I'd say somebody helped Evans pack.
It's kind of a cute room, though, don't you think? Nice and clean.
Yeah, it's too clean. I'm going to go take a look at the bathroom.
Oh, the bed's so soft and roomy. Kirby, are we going to stay here for a while?
No. Come on, baby, put your shoes on. We're going.
Let's go back to Palm Springs and lay around the swimming pool.
Not just yet.
I'll sew your button back on. I've got a needle and thread back at the room.
Wait a minute, what button?
Well, this one. Must have fallen off your shirt when you looked under the bed.
Honey Ann, you're a doll. This isn't my button. It's not a button at all.
Well, what is it then?
It's the top of a plunger off a syringe. I think I know why Evans checked out early. Honey, we gotta find that kid and fast.
But where we look?
And I got a hunch. We're going back to the carnival.
No, you're not.
Kirby, he's got a gun.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, isn't it? You just got here. Why not stay a while?
Why not?
If you both just sit on the bed there, we'll spend the afternoon together. Just the three of us.
Look, would you stop waving that thing around, huh? I hate guns. They're liable to go off.
Up against the wall, friend. Our guests aren't allowed to have weapons.
I never carry one. A guy could get hurt that way.
Please shut up and do like I tell you.
Come on. Will you cut that out? I'm ticklish. Cut it out. There, you see what I mean?
Please, don't shoot. I'm not part of it, really.
Keep talking.
It was that dame from the carnival made me do it. Her and that ape. They told me they'd be gone by tonight.
Well, that doesn't leave us much time. Where did they take the kid who was here?
Back to the carnival, I guess. I don't know, honest. Please don't kill me.
Kill you? Are you kidding? I told you I hate guns. They're so loud.
Oh, thank you.
Another time.
Do we take him with us?
No, I just get in the way.
What are you going to do to me?
Well, I could pistol whip you, but that's cruel. How about this?
Oh!
Okay, we'll put him in the closet.
Won't he wake up?
I certainly hope so. He'll be so happy to be alive, he won't bother us.
You think so?
Not really, baby. Come on, let's get out of here.
My, it looks like Barney closed up his booth.
Sure does. It's too bad. I wanted to talk to him. Honey, how'd you like another Cupid doll? It looks like everybody's out to lunch. Well, if they're moving out tonight, I suppose I gotta pack up.
Everything else is open.
You notice that too, huh? There's a great article here somewhere. If I could just figure out where, I think we might find Evans too.
Late, Kirby. I'm cold. Oh, come on, let's go on to the funhouse ride. At least it's indoors.
All right. Here's the end of the line. Looks like you come out through those doors.
Aren't those cute little cars? Let's get in a red one. I wonder if it's scary inside. You'll hold on to me, won't you, Kirby? Oh, honey, we're next.
Wait, what is it? I just saw something that's wrong.
Come on, we got a red one.
That's it. Slide over.
Oh, baby, hold on too late. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, put that ball back down, we'll fall out.
No, we won't, baby. We're going to jump.
What?
Hold on to my hand. Here we go. You all right?
Yes, but why? The carts.
Look, when we were in line, I saw a kid with a beanie wearing a knapsack. He got into a red cart. Now, just before we got on, he came out in a blue one, so he must have jumped out like we did.
But why?
I want to take a good close look in that knapsack of his.
You're talking crazy.
Well, I will see.
How? It's so dark in here. Kirby, wait.
Must be along this wall somewhere.
Oh, Kirby, please, let's just go.
I was right, baby. This panel slides.
Where are we?
I don't know for sure, but... whoops.
Hey, mister.
How about a nice bow tie?
They just don't realize how little a renter's policy costs and how much it will do for them.
State Farm agent Ed Axel of Fairmont, Minnesota.
And it's hard for people to realize just how much personal property they do have. They forget about the drawers full of different things. So we tell them how they can protect the property that they already have. If they do have a fire or a theft, we will be there to take care of them so that you don't have to start over again. They're just shocked to find out that the rates are so low and the amount of coverage that we can give them for that low rate.
State Farm Fire and Casualty offers renter's insurance that can protect just about all your personal property for very little cost. A good reason to see your nearby State Farm agent now.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Marines are looking for a few good men to become Marine officers. A few good college men to accept the challenge of leadership. Men who will command Marine ground troops. Men who will fly Marine aircraft. And a few good men to serve as lawyers in the Marine Corps. The program is Platoon Leaders Class. PLC. No campus training. Ground and air options. Available financial assistance. Even free civilian flying lessons for qualified men. Talk to the Marine officer who visits your campus. Ask about PLC Ground, PLC Air, or PLC Law. The Marines are looking for a few good men who want to lead other men as officers in the United States Marine Corps.
The door, Pinky, and lock it. We've been expecting you.
Yeah.
Go get the stuff, Pinky. Rowan will be here any minute. Ever used stuff before, mister?
All right, where's Evans?
He's around. Got a real habit, that kid. Tracks all up and down his arms.
Why, you...
Hold it right there.
Oh, great, more guns.
Don't make me use this one.
What are you going to do to us?
Missy? You're going on a roller coaster ride. Way up, and then way down. Hurry it up in there, Pinky!
Yeah.
It's a clever operation you got going here, Fred. Playing small towns for the penny ante suckers and supplying hard drugs to dealers all along the line. This is some funhouse.
Hard drugs? You mean heroin?
Don't sound so surprised, Missy. You look like you got a few miles on you.
Just what do you mean by that?
Easy now. I don't like blondes.
Kirby?
Got the two needles ready.
How about the kid?
He's sleeping like a baby.
Tie off Wise Guy's arm here, Pinky. Who is it?
Ron.
Pinky, unbolt the door.
Barney.
Sorry it had to end like this, old buddy.
You're Rowan?
Have been ever since my Navy discharge. Business reasons, you understand? You calling me Barney Best this morning caught me by surprise. I wish it hadn't been you, believe me.
But I don't get why. I mean, why get involved in something like this?
Simple. Money.
Oh, look, there are so many other ways, better ways.
For a guy like you, maybe.
God, don't give me that, Barney. Come on, I've had other jobs, miserable jobs with lousy pay.
Same here. I hung around San Diego for 10 years before this came along. And I tell you, life on the road stinks. This life stinks.
Well, why not change?
Ah, it's too late for that now. I know what I am. A couple more years and I can retire to a Mexican villa.
Yeah, if you live a couple of more years.
Let me worry about that.
Hurry up, boss. We gotta move.
All right. Finish what you started. What was that?
Pinky, you told me the kid was out.
Barney, don't. Now look, we can get out of this jam just like old times.
No, Kirby, the old times are gone. Long gone.
Shoot him up, Pinky. Use all of it.
That'll kill him.
Pinky, give me a hand in here.
I'll fix him when I get back.
Hurry it up.
Fred.
Move that hand and I'll blow it off.
Sorry about your friend, too, but it's his own fault.
How do you figure, Barney?
He played to win, and nobody wins at carnivals. Nobody.
You might think about that yourself.
Get it over with. I'll get the rest of the stuff.
Wait a minute, Barney. Aren't you going to stay and watch? Ever seen an overdose? It's quite a show. Could add a whole new dimension to the funhouse.
Don't preach it, me. Nobody ever ODs who doesn't want to. Some punk wants to kill himself, let him.
I can't believe you mean that.
What difference does it make?
At this point, I don't know.
Pinky!
Yeah?
Do it! Say goodbye, Missy.
Kirby, no!
Barney!
It's open.
Hey, Kirby, my boy. Great story. A little long, but I can cut it. Oh, you're not alone.
Howdy, Ann. Meet Lou. He's the man who wrecked our vacation.
How do you do?
It's a pleasure. Kirby, tell me, where did you get the background information on Rowan?
I'll just chalk it up to old times.
What?
And forget it. How's Evans?
I just talked to the hospital where he's being detoxified. The kid's going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear somebody survived.
The man and woman are going to pull through, too. Rowan was the one the narco boys were after. Mm. You know, what I can't figure is why that crooked motel clerk called the cops.
Life's just full of surprises, Lou.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
No, we better be going. I've still got 4 days vacation coming.
Take a whole week. You deserve it.
Bye. Nice meeting you.
Bye-bye, Lou.
Say, Kirby, hold on. Where can I reach you with...
You're probably well aware of the advantages of a well-tuned car in helping you obtain better gas mileage. A well-tuned car can run more efficiently, more economically. If all cars were properly tuned and operating efficiently, we could save millions of gallons of gas. To help you evaluate your car's efficiency, your participating GM dealer has two new energy checks available. One is an economy checkup that includes an engine diagnosis along with several other inspections to see if your car is up to specs. The other is an economy tune-up to help give you a smooth running engine that performs efficiently. Making the most out of the gasoline around is one of our country's basic challenges. It's important to you and to us at General Motors. That's why we're inviting everyone to come in now for a GM energy check at a Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, or Cadillac dealer. Get together with him and get more of a run for your money.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes. Exercise your imagination. And join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Rice with Mitchell is an original radio drama by Kim Weisskopf. Belle Torme was heard as Kirby West. Featured in the cast were Diane Hale, Sam Edwards, Bill Keen, Peggy Weber, and Luke Rubin. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Cullis, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System. Radio Productions Incorporated. Music composed and conducted by